Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooke Smith is rediscovering some of Richmond's historic places and spaces. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about one of the city's most well-known neighborhoods, Barton Heights, which was one of Richmond's first suburbs, at least on the north side of town, and was known as one of the nation's first streetcar neighborhoods.
Indeed, it comes with a couple of superlatives, the first streetcar suburb in the United States dating back to 1894, and one of the first neighborhoods in the country to be built using financing methods that were quite novel at the time, like rent to own your own home. I found this great old brochure from the turn of the 20th century describing Barton Heights as this model residence town without saloons or slaughterhouses or factories or dirt breeding nuisances of any sort. And it was described further as its citizens are interested in a variety of important enterprises, but they are conducted in the main in the big city to which the town is immediately joined, and from whose noise and heat and dust and turmoil these toilers gladly escape to the quiet, peaceful and beautiful homes they have built up in the Heights.
Well, it actually has its origins in the early 1800s, I believe.
That's right. It was laid out way back in 1806 as Duval's and Couch's addition, and early efforts to develop it were stymied because of this deep and gloomy ravine known as Bacon Quarters Branch, part of Shaco Creek, and it was too much of a physical barrier for these developers to build and draw people up into the Heights. Those physical barriers were overcome in 1890 with the construction of a very expensive viaduct across the ravine that linked the neighborhood to downtown. And also the new streetcar line by 1894 had connected Barton Heights with the city, and then it further expanded north into the neighborhoods that surrounded Barton Heights.
And it made it possible for people then to live some distance from their place of employment in the city.
That's right. Welcome to peace and tranquility.
Well, as you mentioned, it's known now for its fine Victorian-era architecture. Tell us more.
Well, its namesake, this fellow Barton, was actually a carpet-bagging northerner and a Union Army veteran who came to Richmond by way of Little Rock. He wanted to draw this newly rising class of clerks and professionals from the city into this peaceful and tranquil neighborhood, induced with these easy financing terms, rent-to-own, which is somewhat laughable now in a modern era of very complicated mortgage-backed securities and all kinds of financing tools to buy a home. He was apparently a visionary in neighborhood development, but a bit of a rascal at bookkeeping, and he was forced to flee the city and his creditors under cover of darkness.
Well, but it bears his name nonetheless.
It does indeed.
Barton
and
Heights.
I guess the other thing of note, perhaps the most significant aspect of the neighborhood, is that it is home to six contiguous cemeteries that actually predate the neighborhood. They were all built over the decades before the Civil War by black churches and fraternal orders like the Sons and Daughters of Ham and other African-American benevolent societies, essentially for the free black elite and other luminaries like the Reverend John Jasper, who was the founder of Six Mount Zion Baptist Church and the preacher of the famous sermon, The Sun to Move. This was a very important set of cemeteries for them. Unfortunately, they fell into disrepair in the turn of the 20th century, and many of these famous first African Americans were reinterred at other cemeteries. But it is both the town and the cemeteries are listed on the National Register of Historic Places for their national significance.
And as we mentioned originally, it was a suburb in Henrico County, but like so many suburban developments, it became annexed by the city of Richmond at one point.
That's right. So if you haven't been to Barton Heights lately, I encourage you to take a trip. The weather is getting so nice, it's worth a walkabout. And as I was thinking about music for today's installment, I couldn't help but think, take a visit to the sunny side of the street.
Too bad we can't take the streetcar.
That's right.
Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.